SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Vice President Vance is preparing to travel to Pakistan as he leads the American delegation to peace talks with Iran this weekend.
The Vice President, Special Envoy Steve Witkoff, and Trump son-in-law Jared Kushner are heading to Pakistan for Saturday's talks aimed at finding a permanent end to the war. The round of negotiations comes just a few days after an announced ceasefire between the U.S. and Iran, although disputes over Lebanon and the Strait of Hormuz have threatened to derail the 14-day truce. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Ukrainian President Zelensky says his country's military shot down Iranian-designed drones in multiple Mideast countries during the Iran war. He describes it as part of a broad effort to help partners defeat the very same weapons used by Russia in Ukraine. A smear campaign. First Lady Melania Trump says she's the victim of one, focusing on the late convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein.
I'm not a witness or a name witness in connection with any of Epstein's crimes. My name has never appeared in court documents, depositions, victim statements, or FBI in interviews surrounding the Epstein matter. I have never had any knowledge of Epstein abuse of his victims.
The First Lady holding a White House news conference to set the record straight. A Central California sheriff's deputy is dead along with the suspect following an ambush and hours-long standoff in Tulare County. Police say the suspect opened fire on officers when they showed up to serve an eviction notice. When he fired on a police vehicle, he was struck and killed. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 80 points. The Nasdaq futures are off 18 points. This is SRN News. What do you listen to on Christian radio?
A wide-ranging study conducted by the Pew Research Center asked that question to the 45% of Americans who tune in religious programming regularly. According to Pew, 37% of them listen primarily to music, while 30% focus on sermons and religious services. 18% say they would rather tune in for religious talk shows, and the rest prefer Christian audio dramas. White evangelical Protestants and black Protestants listen to the most Christian radio. Michael Harrington reporting.
There have been reports of revival among America's youngest adults, but experts say if that's true, then there needs to be a corresponding surge in discipleship. According to the latest from the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University, just 1% of Gen Z has a biblical worldview. In fact, the CRC concludes that just 4% of all Americans possess a biblical worldview, and older people more likely than the young to have one. This is SRN News. You think gas prices are high now? Well, without the Lone Star State, we might be paying even more at the pump.
Texas last year produced half of all U.S. oil. Experts say this is due to the state's geology, pipeline network, and extremely efficient production methods. The Permian Basin in West Texas contributed significantly, producing 6.6 million barrels daily. This production has helped stabilize U.S. oil supplies amid global disruptions. And a new study finds Texas oil remains a crucial energy source, providing economic benefits and geopolitical leverage for the United States. Jason Walker reporting.
As of this morning, AAA's national average for a gallon of regular gas, $4.15, and that is down a penny per gallon from yesterday's average. More details at SRNnews.com.